If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Huh? I think that's right.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, hello, Shay.
Welcome to the Halo Halo Show, everybody.
Hey, welcome to the podcast, everyone. Welcome back to all the returning Lecha fans. Thank you for coming back to the podcast. But to all the new Lecha fans, welcome to the show.
Hello. This is the podcast that talks about everything and anything under the sun, specifically what's happening in the Philippines, what people are talking about. Yes, we are both Filipinos. JC is situated in Ortigas.
Pasig City
represents.
Yeah.
And I am here in the UK. This is where I live now. But we are still talking about what's trending in the Philippines. But first, we do have some structure. We do start out by bombarding you with information about our lives, which you probably don't care about. Probably.
Yeah. But right? they're so interesting. Like, you don't want to miss
are.
It. It's so good. It's so good what we do.
Oh, gosh. Talking about marriage.
So, yeah, we got that. And then we have our TTs, our trending topics for the day. And today we have two. The first one is involving the sad news about the closure of news organization CNN Philippines here in the country, in the Philippines. And we're just going to, you know, we'll talk a little bit about the business aspect of things. And what else did you want to,
why it happened.
Yeah, why it happened, yeah.
And the bigger picture, like how
consumption
people,
of news, et cetera.
Yeah, consumption of news, like how people look at news right now.
Mm-hmm.
And news organizations mm-hmm. like CNN Philippines. And then we're also going to talk about something related, I guess.
Something related, yeah. We're talking about President Bongbong Marcos, which we also kind of touched upon last week with the helicopter thing, right? But something happened between him and former President Rodrigo Duterte. They've just been throwing shade, for lack of a better term, throwing shade at each other in public of all places.
Which is strange.
Strange.
Yeah.
Given the, you know, the banner and the, you know, the slogan, the term unity, if you followed the presidential campaign a few years ago. So we'll talk about the reactions to that, all the memes that popped up, even reactions of big time celebrities. So those are the TTs. You can jump straight to the timestamps if you want to skip all the, you know, where you've been. And we also have a Reddit Ricardo's, courtesy of one of our Leche fans, Aldrin, who sent it in on Facebook. Kind of related to a similar TT we did a few weeks ago. This one involving a coffee shop in Subic. A review that was given by a patron, a mother who brought, I think, their child to the coffee shop, complaining about the QR code only menu that the coffee shop had. And we will discuss the responses of the coffee shop owners. You're not gonna believe what they said. So we
insane.
Will.
It's
pretty
insane.
So we'll talk about that later, and the timestamp is available for that as well. But I think we're starting with where you been, Rika G. I believe you're first this week.
Yes, I am.
Tell us about your interesting life that we can't miss.
This week was just really not eventful because this is just the week that I had like a lot of mental breakdowns and, you know, like crises, midlife crises in the week. But yeah, you know what? Let me just look at my phone because sometimes I just forget. Even with posting on Instagram, I don't post a lot anymore because I feel like, I don't know.
The time goes by
why.
So fast. Like you even made a joke about it. Dude, it's February.
I know.
Right?
It's already February, which is actually exciting because it's my birthday month.
Oh, man.
So this week we went to, oh, this week we went to London. It was fun because we went to Camden again, but this time around it was, you know, sunny and we got to walk in the canal. If you guys
in the
look
canal.
Up I yeah, like I mean, not side. In the canal, well, I know, like I know, on the side. If you guys look up Camden, it's very, what do you call this? Colorful, you know? Parang, if you're very artsy or if you're in that kind of scene, you will enjoy that part of London. So we just went around, you know, spent some money, which I don't have. Right. I don't know why I keep spending money. But yeah, basically what I've been doing is just trying to catch up with life. Instead of talking about what I did this week, I will talk about my multiple crises.
Oh, yeah. Let's be your therapy today.
Okay. So this week, because like I told you, I did get into a freelancing job, which is great because that's what I really wanted. That's like the path, the career path I want to take in life. But the thing is, you know, for as long as I can remember, I've only known a freelance life, which means kailangan mong kumayod for you to get a job. And sometimes it's good because sarili mong, you know, you have your time in your hands, which means if hindi mo gusto magtrabaho ngayon, hindi ka kukuha ng work. Pag gusto mo naman ng pera, kukuha ka ng work, diba? It's a type of life that, you know, it's a choice. It's a choice for some people, and for some people, that's really what you get. So for the longest time, ever since I could remember, yes, we did have a radio job, which, you know, we go into the studio and, you know, we have a set time. But most of the time, we are freelancers, diba?
Yes.
And that is the only life I know. And at this point in my life, I am seeking for some sort of stability. Ooh. And I am thankful that I have this freelance job and I can take, you know, like shifts in the coffee shop and, you know, that gets me money. Pero I am really seeking out a more stable life, meaning, sabihin natin, 9 to 5, by 5 o'clock, tapos na yung trabaho, wala ka nang iniisip na iba. You know, at the end of the month or middle of the month, you come into some money. Kahit sabihin natin na hindi siya ganun kalaki, pero you know that within a month, this is the set amount of money that you have, which means pwede ka magtabi, budget. Pwede ka maglagay sa ng budget, pwede ka mag-invest, or pwede mo i-save. And right now, because I want to put it out into the world, yun yung pinakinikrave ko kasi ayoko na nung maghahabol ako ng trabaho. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun? Gets mo ba?
Yeah, that's my life.
And I know that, right now. Exactly. Kasi that's really like the life that we've known for the longest time. And wala lang, parang, I don't want to sound ungrateful because I am very, very grateful na at the very least, hindi nga at the very least eh, parang I'm very grateful that even the freelance jobs that I get are kind of in line with what I want to do in life, meaning radio, diba? Mm. So basically, I got a freelance job as a radio correspondent, which is great. It's exciting. I know the job. I know what to do. Pero alam mo yun, yung parang grabe, parang mapapaisip ka na, grabe, how come hindi ako, walang nag-i-invest sa akin for me to be a full-time like that, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Tapos, yeah. So kagabi, nanunood ako ng Big Bang Theory. And basically, may isang character doon, si Penny. And she wants to be an actress in California. And then, at the same time, mentioned temporary job as a waitress. Tapos, 10 years na ngayon ginagawa. Eventually, parang ayaw na niya, nabigyan siya ng opportunity to become like a pharmaceutical sales representative. And she has a stable job and stuff like that. So parang she's good. So, nakwit na ngayon yung life of kind of like seeking for acting jobs and stuff like that. Tapos parang napaisip ako na, yun yung parang gusto ko. Yun yung gusto ko na mangyari sa akin. Pero, obviously, hindi masyadong malayo sa alam ko and sa gusto ko. You know what I mean?
Parang si Rachel Green, di ba? I mean, I know she was rich in the show, but di ba she wanted to make it on her own. And then she did the waitress thing. for a while, and then she became like the head of like Ralph Lauren or something, di ba?
Yeah. So diba? Parang ako na papaisip ako na parang is that the alam ko, I know that it's just a show, but yun ba yung parang susi sa akin para, you know, to get my life together and to actually plan for, let's say, putting down a mortgage or like buying a car. You know what I mean?
What kasi are those hindi mo things? Siya,
bro, kasi hindi mo siya, for me, ah, in my life, mm-hmm. alam ko some people can do it with freelancing. Pero ako hindi ko siya maisip kasi hindi ako makapag-commit with those big time purchases.
Yeah.
Kasi hindi ko alam if next week may trabaho ba ako, if I will you. Come into some money next week. Inisipin mo, next week pa lang yun. But, you know, if you put down money for mortgage, kailangan mo siya bayaran every month.
Right.
Diba? So, yun lang.
I feel you.
Those are just the weekend thoughts that I have. Kasi actually, earlier today, nag-usap kami ni Ryan na parang, sabi ko, gusto ko na talaga ng something that will, kumbaga parang, get the engine moving in my life. Kasi for the longest time, I feel like I've been playing catch up with life. Alam mo yun, tumatanda ako, which, I mean, lahat naman tayo tumatanda.
Kasi lang ng pandemic yan eh. 3 years tayo na delay. No, I'm serious. Like, 3 years delayed on every aspect of life. For me,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah. I guess that's a big factor. Kung bakit like I feel like I'm playing catch up with life. Pero ngayon, yun talaga yung nararamdaman ko. Feeling ko hinahabol ko yung buhay ko, and it's sad to realize because I don't want to be the type of person na, oh, I'm only gonna be happy when I have this. Oh, I'm only gonna be, you know, I'm only gonna start my life if I have that or this. When in fact, the life that you're living now is your life, and you're supposed to kind of like enjoy where you are now. Ang hirap niya lang kasi talaga isipin. Pag wala kang pera.
Oh, loto na, magtaya ka na ng loto. Malaki ba yung loto sa ano, sa UK? Nakikita mo ba yung mga
so,
ano?
So, eh. Pero oo, marami naman. Pero alam mo yun, parang I never really just like think about that.
Yeah.
Kasi ako, I'm the type of person na I'm a hard worker. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like somebody just needs to invest in me.
You.
Kasi
yeah.
pag nakita niyo kung paano ako magtrabaho, magugulat kayo. As in like, ganun lang. Yung paano mabigyan lang ako ng chance talaga. And I know that I've only been here for like, I mean, you know, a year and a half. And I guess I gotta just wait it out and I'm gonna get there. Ang hirap lang talaga ngayon. Especially now that it's the new year, my birthday is coming up and you know, ang dami kong gustong gawin, puntahan, bilhin. I just can't.
Yeah,
I can't.
It changes, no? I mean, like, so, di ba, me naman, from my perspective, I'm living what you're doing, right? Because, I mean, even when you were here, di ba, freelance talaga tayo, as you mentioned, I've had those thoughts cross my mind lately. Because, di ba, I've always had this resistance to corporate whatever, a corporate job. Because, yun nga, it wasn't really for me. But like you said, you're just hoping to get something that's stable, but in something that you're interested in. And I think that was my, that was the cause of my, parang yung root fear na of why I'm so hesitant to go into something na 9 to 5. I mean, just 9 to 5 in the sense na this is what you do Monday through Friday. Because I worked corporate jobs that I did not like what I was doing. So yun nga, kaya na napadpad ako sa ano sa freelance life. But then the more I talked about it on my podcast like a year ago. Dude, naghanap pa ng trabaho sa Facebook every week. You know? And yeah. Ilang beses ako how many times I've submitted VO reels to people I don't know? How many times I've tried to message people on Messenger and well, maybe 1 out of 10 will reply even though they're looking for people. They won't even acknowledge that they got your whatever. Mm. And then you're banking on your return clients, hoping that they think about you and they haven't found someone else that's younger and sexier than you. You know what I mean? Dude, ang daming mga hosts, ang daming mga magaling. I mean, it's not a knock on like new hosts. Like there are a lot of great hosts that are on TikTok that are, they're booming and they're taking my job. They're taking my job. So I get where you're coming from in that, in especially in terms of investing in bigger things in life.
Yeah.
Not necessarily property or whatever, but just, yun nga. Am I going to be doing this till I'm 40 where I'm going to be naghahanap ako sa iCap, sa Facebook, sa, yeah. You know, sa digital freelancer, sa Vogue Alliance, Facebook. Like, I'm, ano, kabisado na yung mga, because it's like a routine.
Exactly. Oh,
I'm searching on Facebook all the time just to find gigs. And if you see, ang daming mga comments na, so those are, that's your competition. So every day is a struggle. I don't want to say a struggle, but it is. It's a struggle.
It is.
Right?
It is.
It's a struggle.
Kasi especially that time na naghahanap ka ng work, hindi ka bayad dun eh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
Hindi ka bayad dun eh. So
I'm sure marami nakaka-relate na freelance. I'm sure there, we have Leche fans that are freelancers. I'm sure they can relate to someone on some level.
I mean, I know that there are a lot of people na galing naman corporate jobs and now are in, you know, freelance life and it maybe it works for you and it did work for me for a time, pero ngayon talaga parang grabe, I'm really just yearning for some sort of stability in my life, and that is what's in my mind 24/7 as in naiisip ko na talaga na parang if only I can just have my weekends back. And
marami affected dyan. I'm sure a lot of people are listening to you right now.
Grabe,
that's
parang,
me. That's me.
Yeah. Yung parang, I want my weekends back and I want my after 5 back. Mm. You know what I mean? Kasi,
yes.
I'm not complaining with what I have right now. I'm not complaining. I'm just really, kumbaga my main goal right now is to look for something more stable. And I really hope that I get it one day. Kasi nga, like I said, nung nanonood ako nung Big Bang Theory, napaisip ako na, should I just be getting a job that will give me stability, but then I have on the side something that I work on what I like.
Passion,
you know,
project.
What I mean? Oo. So, hindi ko din alam. So anyway, yun talaga yung main thing that's been happening in my life right now. Mm. I don't even know how to talk about, like, oh, where we ate and what we did. Kasi sobrang minor niya na alam mo yun, yung hindi ko siya ma-post on Instagram, hindi ko siya magawang, like, ipagyabang or, like, sabihin sa mga tao na, oh, pumunta kami dito or going there, blah, blah, blah. Kasi masyado akong, like, preoccupied with that thought talaga na hindi ako makapag-focus on my life right now. And I feel like that's one of the reasons why hindi ako masyadong nagpo-post on Instagram or like nag-share ng stuff, ganyan. Kasi nga,
ako din, masyadong worried. Hindi ako nagpo-post din eh. In terms, not just like stories, just like posts in general. Diba?
Parang feeling ko the reason why hindi ako makapag-post or whatever on Instagram is kasi masyado akong worried.
Mm.
I am too worried about like, next week, may trabaho ba ako? Next week, alam mo yun, may pera ba ako? Ganyan. But still, I want to end this mini rant as I am very thankful because what I do have right now, which is the radio freelance job, it's very exciting and I'm proud of it. I'm proud that I got in it. I'm proud that I'm doing it even if it's, you know, medyo struggle siya ngayon kasi syempre bago ka eh, di ba? Hindi mo pang gagawin. So, yeah.
Alam na, Leche fans, para maging full-time podcaster si Rica, you have to share this podcast with your friends para mas maraming sponsors namin. Di ba?
Exactly.
You never
exactly.
know, man. It could still, that was our goal from the start, right?
It is.
Almost
it
6 years na tayo.
Six years na tayo.
And ang dami mga Leche fans na since year one.
I know.
Right? And a
but
lot of new ones.
We're very
too,
thankful for all of you guys.
For real.
That you guys to listen to us week after week after year after year. And I want to end this with still being grateful with what I have right now. And just hoping that something comes up. Something comes up.
It will. I think in time. In time.
Yeah. But I do want to say I did meet up with one of like our previous Radio 1s before, Nicole Yu. Do you remember?
No, hindi ko na salubong.
Anyway. Yeah, so I met up with her. She's in Germany and then she had a work trip here in London. So nag-meet up kami and we had a really nice time. We had a really nice chat about life and, you know, where we're headed. And it was just a nice thing na parang to talk to somebody who gets you and, you know, who gets the life that you have here. So yeah, it was really nice. So shout out to Nicole. And what else? Yeah, this morning, me and Ryan, we had like a nature walk here. So pumunta kami sa isang, like there's a coffee shop here that's on a boat. Oh. So yeah, but it's on the canal. So maliit siya na parang boat. Hindi ko alam kung ano tawag doon. Hindi siya boat eh. Parang siyang houseboat. Parang ganun.
Tapos there's a Netherlands.
Yeah, so there's like a coffee shop in there. Tapos it's really nice. It's really nice. It's called Kiwi and Scott. And we went around. We walked near the canal. Not on the canal because
that's... Right. Bawal
yun. Baka malunod ka. But yeah, it was really nice. We talked about a bunch of stuff. Our future!
Yeah!
Grabe. Yung future namin ni Ryan. So, yun. I do want to end there.
Okay.
And I think I'm just gonna say Finn,
all right. Oh, yeah, speaking of Radio 1, let me drop some names that will be a throwback to you. So nagbasketball, I've been playing basketball a lot, bro. Like the last 3 days, I've been going every day. Last week, kasama ko si Kiko Guzman.
I know!
Kasama ko si Anton Fausto. Kasama ko si Chino Santos. Basketball kami. And you know, I always talk about how much I love basketball, not just because of the sport itself, but really it's a bonding thing with like the people that you play with. And dude, ang dami ko ng friends sa court, ha? Alam mo yung ano, pagdating mo sa court, ano, you do that little head thing like, hey, what's up? Dami no ano, kilala na ako sa court, Rika G, man mo. And so, you know, I've been playing at the BGC Nike court. I always want to shout them out, like, because it's free, dude. It's free. Mm. You just need the Nike app, and then you can go there from any time from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just go get the app, pagkita ka lang ng ID, and then you can go hoop and play with all the cool people there. So I've been doing that a lot. My legs are constantly sore. Due to, well, playing a lot, but also, diba, I'm still recovering from my surgery. So, I still have to strengthen my leg. So, it's inspiring me to go hard in the gym din, which is nice. Because I want to continue it. Like, dude, may kasama kami din lagi. He goes all the time. He's like 56 years old. And he's still hooping. And he's good. And it nakaka-inspire lang. I mean, there's ano eh. There, if you play basketball, I think you might get like, there's like a meme na old man. It's called tawag din old man game. So, yung mga moves nila mabagal, but they're so efficient. It's like you're like a veteran na sa basketball. So, you know all the tricks of the trade. So, that's my goal eh. My goal is to eventually, ako yung magiging old man game na people will start talking about, uy, galing nununga, kahit matanda ang galing, no? So that's what I'm working towards. Like, that's my like lifelong fitness goal thing that I want to maintain. So hopefully my knees hold up. And then, ano pa? Oh, I had, last week I mentioned that I was going to host a fan meet for a Thai artist. So,
Yeah.
His name,
how was it?
It was cool, man. His name is Build Jakapan. He goes by Build. Shout out to CDM Entertainment. They do all the mga Korean and mga Thai fan meets. I've worked with them a few times. It was held at the Sky Dome dun sa SM North. I don't know if nakapunta ka na dun or nakahost ka na dun.
Yeah.
And wow, first of all, 300 yung mga attendees. Tinignan ko yung kasi I didn't really look how much the tickets were. Gago, 10K for a fan meet. As in, he sang four songs. I'm not throwing shit. I'm just saying, like, he sang four songs. He did a... Yung mga, as in, nagwa-wild sila. Kumikindat, like, he's just winking. Like, magpo-pose lang siya. Oh, my God! Dude, they were going crazy. Damn. And they literally paid that much. Like, so, 10K, that's about $200.
Wait, mamimit ba nila in, like, talagang, yeah, they, like, face-to-face?
Naka-picture sila on the stage.
Ah, di sulit.
Sulit for them, yeah. I mean... And this guy, I've never heard of the artist because there's so many talented artists from all over the world. 2.5 million Instagram followers. Ang gwapo nga in person. Gets mo, like, you know when you see an idol, right? So, I met him backstage. And you know when you see him, alam mo na na parang naliligo siya ng 5 times a day. I don't know. Ang bango nga, he smells good. And
minimum yeah, 5 times a day.
Gago. And
but that's the idea, the whole idea of star quality. Eh.
And I think it's the
alam
marketing.
Yung makikita mo lang sila.
Ganun talaga yung market. Because I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but they all have a similar aura. Not just in terms of style. Eh. Gets mo? Like, if you look at all the, at least for the male idols, I don't know, medyo different yung mga Blackpink and Twice. I don't know yung if there's an, kasi New Jeans, diba? The female idols. I don't know if pareho yung approach nila, because they seem to dress differently. But yung mga male idols, they seem to have a certain style. The hair seems to be, yung gets mo, you know, the hair all seems to be in the, there's only like 2 styles ng hair. And their makeup is like really pristine.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see it in person. I've seen it a few times. Diba, I hosted for a Korean idol then a few years ago. It's like nakaka-intimidate eh. You know? It's just, wow, this guy is made from like God's greatest mold. Parang ganun yung peg niya. So we ran some games and I don't know if you've been to a fan meet before. I think ganun ba talagang style nila? Because every time I've done it, they just play games ang random. Like there was a game where he was throwing balls into a cup, and nagsisigawan yung mga fans.
I've never been to a fan meet before, but I believe pag fan meet talaga para siyang like personal experience.
Yeah, they highlighted his ano because he loves drawing. So there was a segment na he drew. Swerte nang napili sa ano because they did a raffle thing. So one of the fans got to go on stage and he drew her. I mean, that must be like your dream come true if you're a super fan, diba? I think that's what it is. Now that you mention it, every time they highlight yung mga personal traits of the idol or the artist and enhance it and show like this is, you know, it's really telling a story about how they connect with the fans, why the fans have connected with them in the first place. So it's cool that the Thai team was very chill. I'm not sure if that's the style talaga ng mga Thai, but in the sense of the prod team nila, they work with the Philippine prod team. They seem more laid back than with the Korean prod teams that I worked with in the past. I don't know if that's just the culture nila or something, but they were super chill. And yeah, I mean, good time, man. Good time. I think I did well. I interacted with some of the fans, and they seemed to like my work. So I think approved naman, approved. And hopefully, since I did a good job, I think at the end of this month, I think kukunin nila ako yung CDM ulit for another Thai fan meet thing. So hopefully matuloy yun. So shout out to CDM. If you want to see what he looks like, his name is Build. Just type in Build and look for the Thai artist with 2.5. I think Build Your Love yung name nga. B-U-I-L-D. That was U-R-L-U-V-E.
Ah, here.
Look him up. So
damn.
Yeah, diba? Yeah. You get it, right? Yes. You get it. Yeah. So let your fans go look up on Instagram. So yeah, that was kind of the major thing. So basketball hosting. I started some new shows. So just before we go to our DTs. The first one is an anime called Solo Leveling. And maganda siya. I usually, if I watch the first episode of an anime, if hindi ko talaga feel, hindi ko tinutuloy eh. This is one of the few that I've gotten into, and it's only 4 episodes. Nasa Netflix siya eh, Netflix Philippines. It's a story about these, yung mga hunters lang, and it's a story about this low-level hunter, and then he gets like this power. I don't want to really spoil it, just if you're a fan of action, mga Naruto, Shippuden, yung mga ganun na, mga Dragon Ball, and like characters who are weak becoming strong, I think you'll be into it. So go check that out. And the other one is on Amazon naman. It's a reboot or a reboot of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. If you ever watched the movie with Brad Brangelina, So this one stars Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino. I forgot the name of the Mrs. Smith in the show, but she's an Asian American actress, I think. At least that's the character she plays. I watched the first episode. Ang ganda siya. The pilot episode is really good. And ang ganda ng aesthetic and ang guwapo ni Childish Gambino. So that's I think it's worth a watch. I'll let you know once I finish, because we're gonna probably binge watch it this week. But those are the recommendations for the watch list this week. And I think that's it. I'll keep it short and sweet. So Finn, man.
All right.
Wapow?
Wapow.
All right. We're talking CNN Philippines. So CNN Philippines, unfortunately, earlier this week, they closed down. 300 plus jobs were lost. I'm sure a lot of you saw it on the timeline. We even have some friends. Our former Radio 1 was a correspondent there. I know a couple people like like Andre Felix from the sports desk. Pinky Web. Mm-hmm. To name a few, but of course not just the on cam people. We're talking the cameraman, we're talking the writers, the journalists. And it a lot of people were very sad. If you check the comments on their now defunct social media pages before they closed down, you can see literally thousands of people with the sad eyes the crying emoji.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, what happened. So obviously the main thing to focus on is the financial aspect. They didn't make enough money to stay in business. And then so Rika and I were talking about it behind the scenes. The consumption of news is so different now, right? Not just in the Philippines, but all over the world.
Oh, for sure. But obviously, we focus on the Philippines. Na parang iba na talaga yung consumption of news when it comes to the Philippines. And plus, government agencies and government and politicians kind of kumbaga parang doubling down on news organizations like, let's say, CNN Philippines or Rappler, na parang na-shift yung perception ng mga tao on how they look at news, which is very dangerous for me. Like, if you think about it, syempre, aside from, kasi it says here that there will be 300 job losses because of the CNN Philippines shutdown, But at the same time, it's because the news is there because, they report on what's happening. Mm. And for people to look at it as a bad thing is very dangerous. Because, syempre, when it comes to, let's say, reporting what's happening in the government, the administration, kung anong ginagawa for the country, parang sinong mag-check and balance ng mga ganun kung walang news, kung walang reliable news na gumagawa nun, there are no journalists to do that and report on it. So for me, obviously, parang it's just that ngayon iba na talaga yung tingin ng mga tao, I guess, sa news when it comes to that. And that I feel like that's really kung yung ako nung narinig ko yung news na mag-shutdown na nga yung CNN Philippines, parang napaisip ako, bakit? Mm. I wonder why. Hindi na ba siya tinitignan as something na kailangan natin? Kailangan natin or important siya sa democracy natin. Mm. So, yeah.
There's a lot of people saying, first of all, just the hard facts. Apparently, CNN accumulated at least a 5 billion peso deficit. Yeah. That's how much money they were losing or they've lost keeping the operation afloat. But when you think about the consumption of news here, I was seeing in some of the comments that a lot of people prefer, because it was on free TV. It was on free, free TV, CNN Philippines. Do people prefer, if they are going to watch on TV, Filipino language than news? Because CNN Philippines mostly did their reporting in English. And a lot of countries mostly consume their news in their native language. So in Japan, for example, when I grew up in Japan, yung news na NHK to name, I don't know the other channels, but all the news sources were in Japanese. Do you think that was also a contributing factor in terms of, at least if you're just going to scan for news on the TV, before we even talk about consumption of news online, do you prefer to read it in Tagalog? Sa tingin mo, yung mga tao dito, the majority of news consumers on TV.
You know what? When it comes to that, wala kasi ako masyadong insight if it's better to communicate the news in the native language. But basic, pero parang it makes sense eh. Yeah. Kasi obviously, it's something na sure ka maiintindihan ng maraming tao. Mm. Diba? Ng quote-unquote ng masa.
Right.
Pero at the same time, actually, this Rappler article that's about the CNN closure, CNN Philippines closure, tinitignan din nila yung comparison of these news channels and news agencies compared to digital media. That's, you know, very, it's very popular nowadays, especially in the Philippines. You know, na nakikipaglaban sila with TikTok, with Netflix, diba? Yung parang tinitignan din na maybe it can also be a factor because they're competing with all other forms of digital media, according to this
which
article.
Is what we consume. I mean, if everyone listening right now does a self-reflection, do you go to the webs? I never went to the CNN Philippines website just to go there. I've been there directed from a Facebook post
or a Reddit thread,
but did you ever have it on your tabs or whatever? Ano tawag din yung bookmarks where you go straight there?
I think yes, only because that is, you know, like my, yun yung inaaral ko. Kasi I need it because that's what I've been, you know, studying on. But let's say I'm just a normal human being, not studying journalism or anything. I would only consume news that I see on my timeline.
Totoo, yeah.
On what I see online with my, you know, like social media apps or whatever.
Yeah.
So... yeah, it could be na parang, you know, there is some sort of competition right now with what people want to see compared to... Kasi before, with just TV and radio, kumbaga, iko-consume mo lang kung ano yung nilalabas nila sa TV and radio and what you see on TV, diba?
Yeah.
Pero ngayon, you can literally seek out what you want to see.
Yeah.
Yun na lang yung kumbaga with let's say with TikTok and Facebook. Pwede mong i-curate yung timeline mo with just what you want to see.
Yeah.
If ayaw mo makakita ng news, hindi ka magfo-follow ng mga news channels or
ako si Niana lang nakikita ko eh. Lagi si Niana,
diba?
Niana Guerrero. Mm-hmm. Sino pa ba? Basketball videos.
kaya talaga there are, you know, organizations really fighting for the importance of journalism and you know like people seeking out news,
right?
Na importante to, hindi lang yung nakikita mo sa social media, pero importante yung nakikita mo, like yun nga, sa news and what they're reporting. But I guess nowadays ang hirap nang eh, kasi it's so easily available. TikTok, Facebook, X, and Instagram, it's so easily available and it could easily become the major thing that you see every day.
Yeah.
Diba?
Rappler brought up an interesting point. Actually, they quoted UP journalism professor Rachel Khan. Like, news has become an... this is me speaking, by the way. Not Rachel Khan yet. But the news has become an afterthought. Like, it's always may kasabay siyang something that maybe you were already there for something else. And then, oh, by the way, this happened in the world. Diba? Like... So back to journalism professor Rachel Khan said that, for example, GMA, ABS-CBN, diba, may TV Patrol, or I forgot yung other, what's the Channel 7 the news? Basta, they have TV Patrol, but TV Patrol comes after Coco Martin, diba? After Provinciano, after, ano yung bago nga? Nakalimutan ka na eh. Right? It just happens that they were watching Provinciano or Batang Quiapo, and then... there comes, Arnold Clavio after, blah, blah. For example lang yun, right? And same with TikTok, right? Sometimes or Facebook or X, sometimes I'm looking and I see basketball news and then bigla, oh, look, this happened in Ukraine. Oh, this happened in Palestine, Israel. we don't really seek it out anymore. Because so that's why they're saying that maybe the failure of CNN Philippines, because it was a pure news organization outside of their like entertainment news. It's still news. They didn't have a show really that was pure entertainment, right? It's probably easier to get people to watch news by putting on like Squid Games, and then after in between Squid Games, maglagay ka lang ng report sa ilalim. More people will see that. Probably than people just going to a straight up news website. And I get it because it's a business. And our attention.
Of course, like it's a business. Mm. And, you know, like they do rely on advertising. And if yung consumption ng mga tao is more on entertainment, which is like yung TikTok videos that they see, influencers, vlogs, and everything, mas doon na pupunta yung pera. Tas hindi na siya napupunta sa news, which is hindi na nga siya, kasi nga hindi na siya pinapanood ng mga tao, or hindi na siya kinoconsume. So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense. True. But it also is, for me, very dangerous. Kasi sino, diba? Parang, can you imagine if, okay, first CNN, what's next?
Yeah.
Diba?
So, you talked about earlier yung checks and balances. So Rika and I were discussing behind the scenes. Because you know the term that's thrown around here a lot, you guys, red tagging, right? Red tagging. And how certain journalists or news sources are sometimes labeled or are red tagged here. So we were curious because, you know, the term gets heard a lot. And if you put it in context, you kind of get it. But I never really took the time to kind of look into the definition of it. So red tagging, according to the internet, is the malicious harassment and blacklisting of individuals or organizations critical or not fully supportive of the actions of a sitting government administration in the country, meaning the Philippines. Because it's a specific term yata dito sa Philippines.
Yeah, it seems like.
Right? So, yun nga, we were talking about checks and balances. But the definition itself is like, how can you, like CNN Philippines, for example, let's say they reported on something. And then if they were, if the journalist who reported or CNN was red tagged for an article, for example, how is that fair if you are talking about something that you're not really supportive of the government? That means that it's not a democracy, right? If you think about that. Like you.
And if you think about it, what they're reporting and just parroting into the news, let's say, basically what they're reporting, tapos makikita na siya as something bad, then how. Parang it doesn't make sense kasi hindi naman sila yung gumawa ng masamang bagay na yun. Nire-report lang nila.
Yeah.
And does that mean na hindi na sila, that they don't support what the government does?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
kaya ang daming mga fake news out in the world right now. Daming mga revisionist history going on in terms of stuff that happened because people are afraid to speak up. And I think, at least for me, CNN kasi has always been, at least in what I've seen online, and I remember growing up with it, they've always been left-leaning, I would say. No more left-leaning. So it also is a reminder nga that there's also not, it's not really, it's not always super objective yung reporting. So is this mean, like if CNN Philippines closes down, does that mean that their views that they maybe push more often is not as highly regarded here, and that's why people weren't really going to them? That's just a question to ponder. I'm not saying that's the reason, but it makes you think, and it's stuff that I rarely think about until stuff like this happens. Because,
alam mo, meron,
you know what I mean?
Sorry,
go lang.
Hindi, kasi parang minsan naisip ko din na kasi obviously ngayon, a lot of people would only pay attention to the news and what's being reported if it's something extremely bad. You know what I mean? Let's say, di ba? Parang yun na yung parang practice ngayon eh. Parang when it's extremely bad or something that affects them in a very serious negative way, dun nagpe-pay attention yung mga tao. But when it's something good, when it's something that will affect them, you know, in a good way, in a positive way, hindi siya masyadong binibigyan ng
attention.
Yeah. So, do you think that also contributes to it?
Na
parang dahil nga puro, you know, war or, you know, what's tawag mo dito, yung mga hindi magandang ginagawa ng government, yun lang yung nare-report. So kaya sila nare-red tag kasi nga yun lang yung yun lang yung nare-report nila, and what gets yun clicks. Lang yung what gets clicks and everything.
Could be.
Yeah. It could be. Kasi even now, ako, like, in my first day, you know, as a radio correspondent, all of the things that I reported on were, like, negative things. Yeah. Like, very bad things. You know what I mean? The war, you know, like, famine, walang pagkain, walang pera na pupunta doon. Mm. And because that is what
sells
people, yeah, that is what, you know, people put their attention to.
Yeah, parang ano, the term disaster porn, like that's where that term comes from. People love to look at shit just implode, and you know, I think we have
so kumbaga para siyang cycle.
Yeah,
para siyang cycle na parang hindi maganda tuloy yung, kumbaga parang ganun ba yun, na parang hindi maganda tuloy yung tingin sa news kasi puro masasama lang yung nire-report. But then again, when they report on something that's good, that's happening,
no one cares about
more positive, no one cares about it. So they go back to something extreme na negative, that's bad. Tapos, i-red tag sila.
Yeah.
Pero yun nga lang yung nagkakaroon ng clicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just things to ponder. Yeah. You know, just things to think about.
Yeah,
no?
Things to ponder. And it's really interesting to also look at the viewpoints of what people think about the landscape of media in the Philippines, especially if you look at Amnesty International. They have, you know, like papers on it and their opinions on it. You go to Reuters, they talk about the Philippines. We are, when it comes to freedom, like journalists' freedom in the world, parang 130.
Yeah, we're pretty low.
We're pretty low, man.
I remember looking that up on Wikipedia at that. And I think we have like the most journalists killed or some shit like that. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But I know there was like a statistic. Daming journalists that just disappeared out of nowhere over the last, you know, few decades. Nakakatakot din eh. It's a scary, ano, it's a scary world. The journalist world, journalism world out here, no? Damn. Any more thoughts on CNN Philippines shutting down Rika G before we move on?
None, but we want to know your thoughts about it. Yeah. So please let us know on our Facebook group. We can have a very civil and good discussion over there. So no name calling or anything. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So there.
Hey, speaking of good news, though, I haven't seen it myself. So lapit-lapit ko lang. I should check it out. Ano, linuwag daw yung ano, they made the Ortigas MRT, yung sidewalk na infamous.
I saw!
They made it bigger though.
I saw!
Right? So, I don't know. Let us know if anyone nagko-commit sa Ortigas. Is it really, ano? Is it the vibe? You know? Hindi na kayo magsisiksikan?
Hindi na kayo magsisiksikan, tapos hindi mo na kailangan itaas yung bag mo.
Yeah,
kapag, usually kapag like, yung flow ng mga tao is, you know, to and from, kailangan itaas mo yung bag mo over your head so that both of you can fit in the tight spot kasi hindi kasha yung bag mo. Ganon. So, I guess that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
I don't know how it will affect the traffic flow that area. Kasi obviously, kung lumaki yung sidewalk, liliit yung
main road
for the cars,
yeah,
for the main road. So, I don't know how long they extended it, kung hanggang saan, hanggang SM lang ba, or something like that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Wapow?
Okay. Wapow.
All right. Back to, let's now, we're talking about still the Philippines, trending in the news, not just on CNN or just like throughout all the publications online, blogs, everything has been posting about it. So, President Bongbong Marcos and former President Rodrigo Duterte had a word fight. I don't know if there's a better term for it. They had beef. They have beef. Yeah, beef. So it all started during a rally, which was held, I think, in Davao Bayon. But anyway, former President Rodrigo Duterte was at a rally, and he just went on a tirade, like just a smear campaign speech. Not a smear campaign, but he was just besmirching the name of President Bongbong Marcos, including calling him a drug addict, you know, bangag. I think the word son of a bitch was used.
It's just something so unbelievable right. to me. Na, you know, a former president saying that to the current president.
Yeah.
And what's complicated about that is yung anak niya is the current vice president of the Philippines.
Yeah.
Philippines. So alam mo yon, yung parang you're gonna be wondering, is there an agenda behind it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, especially with the midterms, with the midterm elections coming up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
and in response to former President Duterte's words, Bongbong Marcos, President Bongbong Marcos was asked, you know, obviously he was questioned by reporters, you know, what are your thoughts on this? And I guess I wouldn't say he took the high road. He said that he thinks it's the fentanyl, which is a strong painkiller. Some of you might not know, but it's a strong painkiller. He said it himself. So verbatim, I think it's the fentanyl. Fentanyl is the strongest painkiller that you can buy. It's highly addictive and it has very serious side effects. So he's implying that former President Duterte is on fentanyl and that's why he's spewing these words that are hurtful. But also he was asked to like just say on the record, are you on drugs? And I think he just said like, I'm not even gonna answer that question, which I understand naman. I get it, yeah. Right? But at the same time, why don't you just say, I don't know, for me, I'd be just like, no, I'm not. That's what I would say. But he said like, I'm not even gonna justify answering that question, something like that. So that was the big thing. And then, you know, the word unity was a big part of Bongbong Marcos's campaign. And I mean, his running mate was, his vice president, Sara Duterte, was also kind of under that same banner in a sense. So now people are questioning, nasan yung unity? Where is the unity now? And, I mean, what did Vice Ganda say? Vice Ganda even had a comment.
So I think, so Vice Ganda had a comment on Showtime because they had a guest on the show asking them, or parang tinatanong nila, oh, anong pinag-aralan mo sa school ngayon? So I'm guessing this is like a kid being a guest on Showtime. Tapos sinabi niya division. Tapos Vice Ganda went on saying na, division, parang yung government natin ngayon. Dati unity yung pinag-aaralan nila. Ngayon division na. So parang may ganong, not directly attacking. Obviously, we do know that this is an entertainment show and it could be as a joke, but you know, it's something, but kasi even in entertainment, napag-uusapan na yung ganon. So, yeah, it's just, it's something else. And it kind of just makes me think that right now we are more focused on who the people are in those, you know, government positions instead of what they're doing for the Philippines. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Parang mas nabibigyan ng atensyon kung sino sila at ano yung sinasabi nila as opposed to what they actually are doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the good that's happening. I mean, I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, this government is super the worst. Because I know that there's some good things that have been happening. I've read some stuff about things that, you know, some progress here. But it just, it falls by the wayside, like you said, because we are so focused on this, I would call it a hissy fit from both sides. It's crazy that's what gets people talking now. Like we just touched upon it on CNN Philippines when we talked about the CNN Philippines CT. This is what's popping, you know?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, can honestly, like everyone who's listening, can you honestly say like, you know, what the good shit that's happening right now in the country because of stuff, you know, programs that are happening in LGUs? Probably not as many people can say they can confidently say, oh, this is good. This is the good thing that's happening because it's not the focus. So, wala na. It's just sudden.
Actually, looking back, I really wish that when, you know, I was voting for, you know, presidential elections, I really wish that I could focus on like the programs that they're doing or what they're promising or kung ano yung plans nila for the Philippines. Pero most of the time, I would focus on who they are and how popular they are.
Ah, yeah.
Kasi yun yung fine-feed sa atin eh. Yun yung, di ba? Yun yung sinusubo sa atin na hindi popular sila or katabi nila kasi yung ganitong celebrity or they're backed up by all of these bands and celebrities and stuff like that and not, kumbaga parang ako ah, personally, parang minsan nawawala yung focus ko on what their plans are, yeah, actually. Mm-hmm. And what they do, they want to do.
Yeah, Willie. I mean, so, Willie, yeah. Revillame. He announced also during that. I think it was during the same rally that Duterte was at, that he's running for senator, right? Mm. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who are going to vote for him simply because ang galing nga mag-host ng Showtime dati. Ano ng Wowowie dati. Oh, they're not gonna look into his plans, if he has any. I haven't looked into it. They're not gonna look into his track record in politics, which he doesn't have any, by the way, I think. I'm pretty sure he's not been in, has held a government position. I could be wrong, see? But most people will vote for him because he gives out, you know, jacket. Bigyan ng jacket! And they like that.
5,000 pesos.
They like that. And I don't want to say that it's exclusive to the Philippines. I mean, look at all over the world. You know, when Donald Trump won, he was a reality show star that was already a billionaire, I think. You know,
alam mo sa akin, one of the problems, also, one of the things that I really wished for, especially when voting for somebody for a position in power. Mm. I really wish that they would be more, kumbaga parang we could reach out to them more. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Na wala kasi, kunwari lang, sabihin natin, barangay elections, diba? Mm-hmm. Tapos maboboto ka for your barangay captain. Wala akong like some landing page na pwede kong puntahan. Ano yung parang programs nila or what have they done or their track record. There's no website.
Yeah, some have. Some do though. But a lot don't.
But most of the time, it is so hard to reach. Like, they are so hard to reach. Mm-hmm. Hindi mo sila makakausap, makikita, unless it's like a public, you know, like a PR thing.
Mm.
Like, saan mo sila makikita? You know what I mean? Yun yung gusto ko sana eh. Yun yung wini-wish ko na, let's say, I am faced with this decision to vote for a president. Gusto ko meron akong pupuntahan where this is like everything that they do is readily available and I could make that informed decision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kasi oo, may isa or you know, a few who have that, pero hindi lahat.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I get you.
Tapos at the same time, when they are in position already, ang hirap din to get through them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I wish that I can just send an email or I could, you know, message their Facebook page or something. Yeah. But, pero parang hindi siya ganun ka-readily available.
Kaya yun lang yung wish ko, honestly. I appreciate Vico Soto's transparency sa Pasig. At least this is just me speaking as a resident of Pasig. And, you know, during the elections, he, they have, you know, the Pasig LGU, like, their shit is on point, I think, for me. So sana they follow trend, you know, they follow that more in line with more politicians like Vico Soto. Mm-hmm. And back to checks and balances that we talked about during the news thing. In terms of the government here, I've always been curious. I think I've even mentioned it here on the podcast before. Parang walang ano eh. It doesn't feel like there's checks and balances. Because in the US, because when I studied US government, because I went to high school, so US, you know, like there's a majority of the Senate, for example, is Republican, meaning that the other, like the, and I got legislative, judicial, and executive, right? Those are the three branches of government. So yun nga, so that one can't take over the other, there's always check balances in terms of the political sides of you know, in this party or this Senate or whatever. Parang wala yun dito eh. And it's, for me, the thing that really speaks volumes about that is when the presidential campaign happens here, the president and the vice president, just using those two as an example, they are, you can have a president that has opposite views of your vice president. Like, you can literally vote for a president And if they win the popular vote, good. Mm-mm. But then you can vote for a vice president who has completely opposing views, and they could also win the slot. I mean, they could also win the position. So how does that work?
Oh, nga, how does that work? And we've seen it. Kasi remember when Lenny Robredo was the vice president and Duterte was the president. Diba? We know that there was some sort of like
beef
resistance.
It was
oh,
beef.
Oh, there was some sort of resistance to the point na pati si Lenny Robredo na box out siya, 'di ba? Mm. Parang ganun yung parang what I got na box out siya.
Yeah.
Na parang natanggal siya sa cabinet member or something like that, parang ganun.
Where's the balance? And, where's the checks and balances in that case,
exactly,
right? And then it goes into all like it bleeds down into the lower levels of government as well. I don't really see that happening here. And I don't know.
And
I don't know, does
also,
it mean a reform? Yeah, I need a
And it also bleeds down on how we talk about it. Kasi naririnig ko na siya in personal conversations, in what I see on Facebook, na once you speak up against, you know, the government or what's happening in the government, parang malilabelan ka as hindi ka sumusuporta.
Red tagging.
Diba?
Red tagging.
Oh, red in tagging. Action. So, kumbaga parang, bakit hindi ka nilang mag-focus on what's good that is happening? But that's not what it's supposed to be.
Mm.
You do have that right to actually speak up about
as
it.
As a supposed democracy, di ba? That's what
yeah,
democracy
exactly.
is all about.
Pero kasi parang ngayon, ganun yung nangyayari. You're all in or you're out.
Yeah.
Ganun
Bang.
Siya.
So
yeah.
That's what's happening, you know? Those are the titties. I don't know if there's any more. I mean, the memes are all abound online. I'm not going to go into all the memes. Just look them up. Anything else you want to say about this this little spat?
That's it,
that's
man.
It. Well,
I mean, like I'm sure that it's not going to end there.
Yeah,
and
man.
There is like some sort of like deeper kumbaga parang theories and explanations as to why it is happening. But I guess, as of now, wapow.
Yeah, wapow. All right. So our last thing, submitted by one of our very own Leche Fancy, Aldrin, messaged us on Facebook and said, hey, pwede ba to, ano, pasok ba to sa Reddit Recados segment natin? And I said, yeah, this seems like a good one. So this comes from a subreddit. Now, I did not know existed. There's a subreddit called Coffee PH. So now you know, right? So Coffee PH, someone posted screenshots from a customer who went to a cafe in Subic. It's called 727. That's the name of the cafe, right? 727 Coffee and Co. And the context is as follows. I'll just read it from the post. The coffee shop in Subic, they didn't have a physical menu. So they used the QR system, which was popularized during COVID because they didn't want to actually have people touching menus and sharing it, whatever. And so the reviewer, who is supposedly a mother of an infant named Marjorie C., here's the review that they left. 1 star for service. A menu should be posted overhead for everyone's convenience, just like at Starbucks. It streamlines operations, especially when it's busy. 727's blank wall is just completely a waste of everyone's time. I look for convenience because having an infant, a stroller, an infant's backpack, and a whole bunch of other stuff, no one wants to take the time to get there only to be told you still gotta work to see their menu by digging for your phone, blah, blah, blah. So that's kind of the gist of it.
Okay.
I mean, it goes on to say, Jesus, by this time, I would have placed an order by now if at Starbucks for those on the go. This place will be a complete waste of your time. So that is a scathing review, I would say. A little harsh, I would say. But I understand, you know, you're the customer. You can say what you want, I guess. But here's the thing. So the owners of the coffee shop took the screenshot of the review and posted it on their own social media pages. And here's what they posted the screenshot, and here's the caption that one of them wrote underneath. It says, haha, girl, what year are you living in? Haven't you ever ordered online with your phone? It's funny how quick you are to give a business a 1-star rating when you've hardly stepped in there and didn't even buy anything. Girl, maybe it's time to leave that cave you're in. I'm shooketh. That was the response. The other post from, I think, another owner says, duh, being global and a trendsetter is never going to be wrong. Go back to the cave you came from, girl. So that's the post. That's what's happening in Coffee PH. And let's talk about it, man.
Okay. In my opinion, I think that yung review niya has some merit. Kasi when it comes to convenience talaga, it does, I kind of do agree that it does streamline.
It's a pain in the ass. I hate QR menus. Exactly, I say it every time I go to one. I hate those things.
It does streamline the ordering, the flow of what you want and everything. And it's, you know, that is the main purpose of having your menu posted on there. And I do agree on some level. Most of it, I kind of agree. Maybe just not the one star. Because obviously, when it comes to a coffee shop, that's not the only thing that, you know, you're basing everything on, diba? Mm-hmm. There's, you know, the coffee that you order, the service, and everything, and not just that. Pero I kind of agree na parang, yeah, the menu will make it easier for a lot of people, especially, diba, kung iisipin mo, what if wala silang cellphone, wala silang internet, and stuff like that. So, gets ko yun.
Yeah.
But at the same time, yung reply nung business for me is just unprofessional. You are a business.
Yeah.
They do have the right to say that. Okay, you didn't like it, but that's, you're just digging yourself a hole if you reply like, if you're just digging yourself deeper into the hole if you reply like that. Kasi parang sana nakapag-reply sila ng, in a more professional way, or kind of like, you know, kahit naman sabihin natin, wala naman silang mali na ginawa eh. Yeah. Diba? Hindi naman mali na wala kayong menu.
Yeah.
That you only have your menu on a QR code. It is not wrong.
Yeah.
It is just one way to go, mm-hmm. and not, don't, you know, people don't like it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that, you know, mali yung ginagawa nyo. Yeah. But they had two roads in front of them,
yeah.
and they decided to take the road of a sassy reply.
Right. Oh, I failed to mention. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Mm. Hindi, sige, go ahead.
Sige, and I failed to mention, by the way, also part of this post is actually nag-official reply yung business I don't know if it was posted on their social media, but the 727 mismo nag-reply. It's a long reply. I'm just gonna paraphrase. Thank you for taking the time to share your feedback. We're sorry to hear your experience with our menu setup wasn't as convenient. But their justification for using a QR daw is that they opted for a QR code system as part of our commitment to sustainability and efficiency. So may maayos silang reply with the business account. But then they doubled down on that by the two owners posting the screenshot and then saying that sassy reply.
Yeah, I just don't think that it's a good move. Obviously, they have the right to say that again.
Yeah.
But if you're looking in the long run, you know, for the good of your business, maybe that was something that you could have, you know, sent to your friends or dun sa group nyo or something like that.
Pinag-usapan mo nga eh, parang napikon sila eh. They just in their feels.
But kasi it could have been something that it's towards the direction of the betterment of their business.
Yeah, yeah.
Diba? People just wanting to have a more convenient experience in their coffee shop. Pero, you know, for me, it's not the worst thing. It's not the worst thing that they replied like that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that it can't be good for the business.
You mean the official reply, right? Was not so bad.
No, I mean like how they reply. Even the sassy reply for me, it's not the worst thing that you can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't really call them names or like become racist or whatever.
Well, they kind of called her like a cave woman. Like she's outdated.
I mean, okay. Pero alam mo yun, for me, okay, fine. It is not the worst thing that you could say online, but I'm sure hindi siya maganda sa business. It is not something good that, you know, like, kasi when it comes to like, especially local coffee shops like these, you rely on word of mouth.
Right.
You rely on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, you rely on people following you. And for them to see this, and now this is blowing up on Reddit,
yeah.
I wonder kung ano yung magiging effect niya on their business. Kasi ngayon, nakakatakot na for you to kind of like speak up like that.
Yeah.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
So, and especially with like local coffee shops, obviously what you would want is a community.
Right.
You want to embrace people into the community of your coffee shop, yeah. Diba? Of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Tas ngayon you have that
looming over their head na.
Oh, ngayon may reputation na kayo of kind of like giving comebacks and being sassy like that. So I don't know.
But can I
don't
just
know
say,
how it will affect their business.
The review na 1 star. Medyo harsh din ah. I mean, I know that this
nga, guy, I was saying. Yeah, that's what I was saying kasi in a coffee shop hindi lang naman yun yung factor.
Yeah.
For, you know, like
that was they went on to say Jesus by this time I would have placed an order by now if at Starbucks. If I was the owner, mapipikon din ako eh. But I doubt I would reply and post that shit publicly. Mapipikon din ako eh. Like what the fuck? No, ano, 1 star dahil ano, you QR code. Like I medyo ano, medyo bitchy din yung review. Kaya siguro when they maybe their emotions nadala lang sa emotion. They're like, ah, okay, you want to be sassy? Here's my sassiness. Okay,
pero grabe,
girl.
Kung isipin mo, would you want your business to hang on like that just because you feel, you know, oh, you're going to be a bitch. I'm going to be a bitch too. Parang feeling ko ayokong i-risk yung business ko just because somebody was sassy towards me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Kasi they had, you know, they have the right to do that. True. That's the reason why you open up to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing that dapat expect mo din that people are going to be like that. But
nakakainis sa QR menus. What I hate about it is when you open it up, hindi mo alam kung you have to scroll out or mag-zoom or you have to scroll. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Minsan it's the whole menu and you can't read the whole thing because it's on your phone. And if you zoom out, sobrang liit ng text. So now you're like finding yourself like, where the fuck was I in this menu? I've done it at restaurants before. Hinahanap ko yung like entrees, but I'm stuck on the appetizer page and I don't know if I have to scroll down or scroll
alam
right.
Yung, ako ngayon, sobrang may beef ako with restaurants who have all of their menu and their ordering system
online.
On the phone. Tapos kailangan mo mag-sign up. Kailangan mo ilagay yung phone number mo. Kailangan mo ilagay yung email mo. And I'm like, why? Why do you need this? Tapos ang pinaka-hassle pa doon, yung iba, doon ka magbabayad. So you have to bring out your card. You have to put in your card details, which is something that you don't want to do all the time. Sobrang hassle talaga nun. I mean, like,
that's why I hate the RFID wristband shit sometimes people do.
Dude.
Why?
Yeah, dude.
Why do they do that? They say it's to be efficient. Like, I can see some scenarios where it could be efficient, like at a concert, maybe, right? So, wala nang magdadala ng cash or like vendors. But most of the time, it's just a pain in the ass, bro. All of this online shit. Like,
pero alam mo, sa akin naman, like QR code, it is also not the worst thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just have the QR code. I mean, like, yeah, you can complain about it and stuff like that. But I mean,
medyo
what
weak
are you
going to
do?
Medyo weak din yung, ano, yung justification ng coffee shop that it's for sustainability. Yeah, sure, you're not printing physical menus. I mean, you could use a whiteboard or whatever. Some people in the comments said you could use a chalkboard. You know, it's a. I mean, I don't know how many trees are cut down to create a fucking chalkboard, bro. But I think the earth will survive if you just use a chalkboard. I think it was just yung. I mean, they were just. It's like they tried so hard to defend themselves instead of maybe just saying, you know, I don't know, because you're part of a coffee shop before, right? Like, what would your response be after nawala na yung pikon mo from this medyo bitchy review, what would you do differently?
Kasi on a customer service standpoint, I would always think that okay, they do have the right to say that, pero hindi ko talaga i-risk yung business ko by replying like that kasi nga, like I told you, you know, we rely on word of mouth. And ayaw na, ako, on a customer service, and what I learned from customer service jobs, aayawan mo talaga na, you know, to like, give a comeback like that.
Comeback to the young and beautiful you.
Gago. Okay. So, parang ganon. So, alam mo yun, yung parang, I do have that standpoint that the customer is always right, but not all the time. But at the same time, hindi ko i-risk yung business ko by replying like that.
Yeah, I think so.
Diba? Parang you can always take the high road. Pero alam mo, diba napag-usapan na natin before how like business reviews like this can also make or break like a restaurant,
right,
or a cafe.
Yeah, we talked about,
diba,
that before.
So minsan talaga ang laki din kasi ng factor na especially on Google.
Yeah.
Kasi talagang pinapakita nila kapag may one star. Pinapakita talaga nila. Alam mo yun? Tas,
yeah.
People are put off kapag may one star review. Talagang ganun. So,
but it's not as it's not as big here, no. I would say,
yeah,
versus totoo. Like say sa yeah. US, where I don't know if Yelp still exists sa US, but Yelp is a huge thing there. Ano ba yung gamit sa UK? Meron bang ano, review?
Google review.
Google review. Ah, okay, review. See, so Google see this one star would definitely hurt a lot more sa UK
yeah,
versus here. Sa tingin ko, ah, because not a lot of people review Google. Whatever. Before there was an app called.
Hindi, pero before, I do remember when I was part of 1C, a lot of people would come to us because they found us on Google.
Ah, okay. True.
So talagang ano, talagang kumbaga parang
malakas yung
ingatan mo.
Influence
ingatan mo yung reputation mo. Diba?
True.
So yeah, I mean.
I mean, just the fact on for me sa e-commerce malaki yung star rating. Like sa Lazada. If there's two products na same price, pag 4.7 versus 4.3, I'm buying 4.7. I don't care, like, basta makita ko lang 4.7, that's the one I'm buying. Right?
Ako ano, kapag walang review, medyo iffy
for
me.
Pag
walang review, it means that, you know, I'm not gonna get this product when I ordered
true.
I order it. So parang, yeah, I mean, from my experience of, you know, operating a coffee shop and dealing with customers like that, you have to expect talaga that you will be, you know, coming across people who will be difficult.
Okay.
Diba? So ako, parang sa akin, kapag talagang may ganyang type ka ng business, there will be difficult people who you will come across with and sometimes you just gotta deal with it.
True.
But at the same time, meron ka din namang right to defend your business.
Yeah.
You have the right to defend your business.
But
I guess
in a
nice way, this wouldn't be the path that I'd be taking.
Yeah.
But I'm not judging them na ganito yung reply nila. Maybe that's just how they are as a person.
In some way, dude, gets ko yung reply nila. In some deeper level, that the pettiness in me, I like, yeah, okay, go. I got you. I get it. You know what I mean? I get it. I would probably say the same thing in my head. In my head, I would say the same thing. But in public, it's just bad for business. No, ultimately, it's not the way to
That's
go.
That's true.
Yeah. Any more thoughts on that?
That's it.
That's
you know
it.
What? I went on. Oh, so are we gonna wapow?
Yeah, Reddit recados.
Reddit recados. I went on our Instagram, and 2 weeks ago, I do remember you posted a question on there.
Okay,
like any questions or got us a question,
right?
And we do have some here.
Okay, so
that are kind of what do you call this? Interesting. So somebody asks, what is your top 5 international podcasts that you listen to?
Ooh,
this is from Sherry.
That's a good one.
So I'm guessing international, like,
the
not in the
Pinoy.
Philippines.
Yeah.
Okay. Ikaw.
Oh, the best of the best. Hello. Hindi, joke lang.
Hindi nga sa Philippines,
I'm just joking.
Diba?
I know. For me, I've always praised Monday Morning Podcast, the Bill Burr. Bill Burr's fan. Bad Friends with Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino. Mas comedy talaga yung mga podcast ko eh.
Yeah.
And I like people. I've been listening to a lot of basketball podcasts. So I don't know. I know maybe it's not the market, mga Leche fans. There might not be a lot of basketball Leche fans. But like yung kay Gilbert Arenas, yung kay, what's that guy's name? The guy that used to play for the Hawks. Anyway, because you hear yung mga behind the scenes stories from actual NBA players that you never see sa stat lines or sa mga ESPN, like personal stories. And it's really entertaining because you're hearing from I guess the phrase is the horse's mouth, right? You hear it from people that were there, you hear it from people that experience things that you will probably never, because you're probably never going to be an NBA player. So you're hearing the perspectives and outlooks on professional or former professional basketball players. Like, I love Gilbert Arenas. Like, minsan crazy nga yung mga sinasabi, the stuff they talk about. Like, they talk about, like, I looked up segments about, you know, when they talked about my favorite player. They're talking about the current generation of NBA players. They're talking about the MVP race. It's really a lot of fun. I forgot the name. I forgot the name of his podcast. But just NBA podcast in general, that's what I listen to. I like it when people talk. Like, it's not an, because I know you're super into serialized yeah. podcasts where they have music and effects. Me, I just like people talking because it really, it's like I'm in the room. And that's what a lot of people like Hala Hala Show mm-hmm. for. It feels like they're part of the conversation. So for me, those are the ones that I would recommend off the top of my head. How about you?
Actually, alam mo nga, napapansin ko nga na parang, when it comes to the discourse around podcasts, I think a lot of people think that podcasts are only yung interview podcasts. Mm. Yung like us, that right, there are two people talking into the mic, talking about
something,
a theme or whatever. Tapos, ako, I was exposed to different type of podcasts when I finally went here to the UK and studied it. Na parang merong mga podcasts where the production is high. Mm. Talagang it's pre-recorded, it's edited, it's put into this one audio, you know, file. And then, you know, it's like parang series siya. Parang siyang like TV show.
Like watching
show.
A TV show, yeah.
Yeah, it's like watching a TV show na, oo, merong, ang tawag mo dito, merong theme, but there is one host, they have a script, and then an interview is pre-recorded, and then there are sound effects and everything. So parang ako, mas na-expose ako sa ganung type of quote-unquote podcasts. Mm. And here, dito pa nga in the UK, they call it like audio, like documentaries. Parang ganun. But when you put it out into the world, it is a podcast. Kasi that documentary that you made is parang series siya. Mm-hmm. So, parang every episode may theme or may topic, ganyan. So, for me, right now, what I'm listening to is, I think I talked about this before, it's Crowd Science. I know that they have it on Apple Podcasts.
It's on Spotify. I checked it on Spotify.
So, there's Crowd Science, there's Lady Killers. I like Lady Killers. And then, actually, hindi ako makakam up with like 5. Mm. Kasi as of now, yun lang talaga yung pinapakinggan ko. And then, the last one would be Shortcuts. I think I also talked about it. This one naman, yung Shortcuts, these are like compilations of different things that people have created. So like, these are like audio creations, radio creations, na very rich in sound. Minsan para siyang like, very creative siya. Hindi siya yung parang may topic kayo na pinag-uusapan and then there are words. Like, sometimes it's like archival sounds na parang sounds ng like war before ganun.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so it's cool. It's different. So there.
Oh yeah, also then, in line pala with that, diba, I was talking about NBA players and how there's like a behind the scenes look of things that you enjoy. There are a lot. I just kind of discovered this. There are so many podcasts that are hosted by former cast members of a certain show or a certain movie.
Yeah.
Like Jenna Fisher.
Like iCarly.
Like iCarly. Jenna Fisher from The Office. Her and the one, I forgot the name of the actress who plays Angela. They host a podcast where they talk about the show, the TV show that they were on, The Office. But they do an episode recap. And then they talk about that episode and what happened behind the scenes. It's so interesting. So if you have a favorite show, look up if there are podcasts about it. Harry Potter fans, there are hundreds of Harry Potter podcasts. There's one run by Luna Lovegood, I think. I know she had a podcast. I don't know if she talks about Harry Potter, but I know like I know she's like a vegetarian or something. I don't know. But there's so many podcasts about items in your interest list that you could definitely just search on Google and almost, I'm guessing like 90% of them are going to be on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. So
speaking of the podcasting world, there are a lot of podcasters on X right now.
Mm.
And what they do is like, I want to connect with other podcasters. Comment down below if you have a podcast and you want to like advertise here. Madaming ganun. So I feel like, tas parang pag tinitignan ko yung thread, as in ang daming podcast na hindi ko alam na nag-exist.
So many.
As in, so if you go on X and you just search on like, I don't know, podcast or something, minsan makakita kayo ng thread where people comment down their own podcasts.
Right.
And then, I guess that's where you can discover it as well.
Hindi ko ma-search yun kasi my thing is still Twitter. And with if you don't update to X, if you kasi hindi ko pa na-update, you can't search for tweets.
Really?
For me, hindi ko ma-search yung mga tweets. I can only search usernames. I can't search tweets. I can't search yung mga trending shit. It's just...
There you go. Yeah. You know, JC is just against the grain.
I'm against the grain,
a
man.
Rebel.
Yeah.
A rebel. Fucking in nature.
X, bro. It's so ugly. It looks like a porn site logo.
No, sa threads ka na lang.
Ah, sa threads. Sorry.
Sa threads, madami din. Marami sa threads.
Threads? May gumagamit ba ng threads?
Ako, sometimes. Sometimes.
Actually, may nakita, I just updated Instagram. Mm. Like, after, I think I should have updated like months ago, but I just resisted. But kasi di ba may tap-in feature sa stories? Hindi ko matap eh. So I was like, fuck, I gotta update. And there's an update now where you can see people that you follow on threads sa Instagram mo.
Yes,
like, you
exactly.
can swipe to the right. So medyo, you know that's what? A cool feature.
I am so surprised that I have like almost 4,000 followers on Threads and I never post anything on Threads. I'm so sorry.
But then I think I have like 2.5 or 3K on Threads. I am
so surprised that people follow me on Threads. I'm so sorry. I don't post there. I rarely post on Instagram now.
Right.
So
yeah.
Anyway, I think that's like the social media part of our podcast.
True.
But thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to follow us everywhere. It's at The Halo Halo Show everywhere except on Instagram.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to join our Facebook group, it's The Halo Halo Show Leche Fam on Facebook. It's a group. Mm-hmm. We also have a page. But the page, you can't really post anything there.
Yeah.
It's just for us.
Yeah.
And then email us, thehalohaloshow@gmail.com if you want anything.
If you're listening on Spotify, well, first and foremost, give us rate us 5 stars if you enjoyed the content. I think Apple also has a rating system. So just rate us 5 stars wherever you're listening if you can, if you want. You know, now if you're going to rate us 1 star, don't be sassy because we're going to post on our own Instagram. Nah, look at this caveman who rated us 1 star.
Because we know that JC will reply in a sassy way.
But on Spotify, there's also a Q&A feature. So I'm just going to read two ones. It's not a question. It's just some responses from last week's episode. So from Darianne, who says, Rika, remember Ross's Thanksgiving turkey sandwich stolen by his boss? I'm guessing because we talked about the employee who went to HR because their lunch got stolen. So there we go. And another one says, not a question, pero yung sinabi ni Rika about inviting the band to Malacanang, we were talking about Coldplay last week. Ganun yung nangyari sa Beatles, tapos di pinuntahan kaya na ban ang Beatles sa PH. Oh, boom, diba? So we read these things, all right? So, you know, if you want to ask us a question or just comment on the mix that you're listening to, use the Spotify Q&A feature to just, you know, type whatever you want, all right? And that's it. Shall we extra song?
Bye.
Later.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.